Are there professions that are creepy because they attract creepy people? Or are they creepy and then people become creepy once they have them? Chicken or the egg, doesn't really matter. But what are the creepiest professions? Like, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Taxidermist.
Taxidermist.
Mm-hmm. Anything in the funeral industry.
Yeah. A coroner.
Yeah.
You think so?
A mortician.
Just because they have a different view of death? Because they're more used to it?
No, because they have sex with dead bodies.
No. Exactly. Have you not seen The Undertaker or Paul Bearer?
Even, first of all, those are silly characters from wrestling.
No, they're based on reality.
Even they didn't pretend that they had sex with dead people.
You don't know.
I don't know what they did.
But probably not.
Paul Bearer would have.
I don't think.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know.
That's a creep.
Yeah, he was a total creep.
But why is, just if you run a funeral home, I think that shows great compassion. You're an undertaker still. Yeah, you have to deal with the dead body, but it's a very compassionate, loving job.
It can be.
But also, yeah. It feels creepy. I know.
Stop trying to play devil's advocate. Stop defending those creeps.
It's same with crime scene cleanup crews. I think that's creepy.
Ooh, have you seen that video going around lately?
Yeah.
It popped up where somebody died in their hot tub.
Yeah.
And they were there for like 3 days. And the water of it is
oatmeal,
red, and it has chunks in it.
Oh, it turned them into stew.
Because they were in like the Florida heat too, and they were in the hot tub that was still running and like on. The jets weren't running, but it was just on and hot.
Marinade.
It's like 103 degrees.
That
plus the regular heat
was such
plus
a shock.
The death.
Like scrolling upon that on my TikTok, where they basically said, "Yeah, it was human stew."
Yeah.
Mm.
And then they did a detailed video of how they cleaned it up that I did watch.
Yeah. I don't necessarily think the people who are doing it are creepy people, but it is a creepy profession. Mm-hmm. You got to walk in and watch where somebody was, you know, murdered, mutilated, left for days, even if they passed peacefully, but, you know, they're elderly and didn't have families. Nobody checked on them for 30 days. And you got to clean that up. Oh, God, that is creepy to me. Like, do you put on music while you do it? You know, do you just sit in that weird?
Yeah,
murder
I bet put in Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel.
Yeah.
No, I bet at some point, like those cleanup teams or whatever, but they do just pop in headphones and it's just like anybody else when you're doing a job.
Yeah, I'm sure you get used to it after a while. It's like the first time I had to change cat litter, I threw up in my mouth a little bit. And now it doesn't really bother me that much because, you know, you do it enough and you get used to it. You know what to expect.
Yeah.
And
build up a tolerance.
Yeah. Changing a diaper, same thing. That's a creepy job. It's awful.
Steve, verification for you, wrestling related. They did run an ongoing theme for many years where The Undertaker's brother allegedly had sex with his dead valet girlfriend.
See?
Fact
right there.
Yeah, that's representative of the industry.
Uh-huh.
Strip club DJ, yeah.
Well, that's not really creepy. That's just a creep. Like, it's not creepy to be a DJ. But if you're at a strip club doing it, you're a creep.
Oh, our friend Andy was a strip club DJ. Total creep.
Yeah.
Which one?
Hey! Oh.
He was?
No, hey, welcome! Hey, welcome to coming to the stage, eh? Oh, man, she's like a teacher. Are you hot for a teacher?
Really?
Love you, Andy. Yeah, he was for years.
Now I understand why my hair always stood up on the back of my neck when he was around.
Yeah.
Kelly, do you think you seem to make a face when Hot Wings was making a distinction between the creepy strip club DJ and their job, whereas not making the same distinction in some of those other cases?
Yeah, it's how you call it's creepy and he's a creep.
Yes.
Like being a DJ, yes, at like a regular club is not creepy, but being a DJ who is DJing at a strip club is creepy.
Mm-hmm. But not because they're a creep, but because of where they DJ.
Yeah, playing music for people to enjoy is not in of itself creepy. It's just the person doing it is a creep. See, I think there is a distinction between that.
See, and I don't
know. So is the mortician a creep, or are they doing a creepy thing?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
In that case,
very unfair to them. I will spend my time with the mortician way before I want to spend my time with strip club DJ.
We don't make the rules, all right?
You literally did make the rules.
These rules have been in place for a millennium.
Who made them?
I'm just explaining it
for
to you.
For a millennium.
Yeah, Socrates.
Yeah, I believe
Socrates?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Are there any careers or professions that are creepy that at first glance they aren't? But if you really dig deep, like a librarian, always sitting and listening and watching people, checking what they read like Big Brother. That's a stretch to me.
The people who measure your inseam at Men's Warehouse, those guys are creeps.
Tailors?
Yep.
They do get to feel up people a lot.
Yeah, I mean, when they say left or right, asking how you hang, it's like, look.
Yeah, it's weird.
Just look.
That's even weirder. Uh-huh. They just look.
They're just staring right at your crotch.
They are when they have. Yeah, they're on a knee.
Measure the inseam. Now let me take a little step back and see where your lump is.
They just do this. Give you a little flick.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're a grower or a shower.
Why is a taxidermist?
Because they're dealing with dead animals. They have to gut the animals and then they stretch their skins over styrofoam. You don't think that's creepy?
And they get joy out of it.
They're like, hey, it's been a while why don't I take this raven that I found in my yard and let me pull its innards out and then I'm going to stretch it over this filling.
I can confirm. Raven filling. I know somebody who's a taxidermist. He's a creep.
Really?
Yeah, I don't talk to him. I know him by association, and every time I'm around him, I'm like, ugh, you're a creep.
Yeah.
And it is. It's weird. So he's like, I found a raccoon. And I'm like, why did you do that to that raccoon? Why did you need to do that?
They actually just found one, and they turn it into a stuffed animal?
You know how you find out you're good at that? Because you're a creep who thinks, I want to play with dead animals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then eventually you might get good at it, but like you have to be drawn to that.
Fact.
Yeah, because it's different if you have, like, one or two around your house because you went, like, wild game hunting and you got this crazy thing you killed done, and that's the type of taxidermist you are. But when you keep every deer you shoot and every raccoon you hit in your car and ducks and a fox and all the, like, why do you have that much?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, being surrounded by skins.
Ugh.
And hides is weird to me.
And being attached to them, that's weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is an alternate view. Text. My dad was a taxidermist, and when he died, he wanted to pass away in his cabin he built. So the week he was dying, every day a different animal showed up in some magical way. And on the last day, right after he passed away, I said a prayer and an eagle flew down and swooped to the creek and took off into the sky, soaring majestically. He had a beautiful death.
Probably a pigeon. They just say that now.
So you're telling me that your dad was dying in a cabin and every day like a rabbit would come visit or a squirrel?
Yep. Or the snuggle bear with toilet paper.
Were they already taxidermied?
The bear?
Yeah. What if they were bringing in dead animals to the room? Look at this animal you murdered and then stuffed.
Was it like Elf on a Shelf? Like, were you moving it around?
Yeah.
I'm unclear.
Why are you ruining this person's beautiful moment for their father?
Elk on a Shelf.
Because they shared.
Elk.
Because they shared. I
mean, it's going to have to be
a big
shelf.
And you know an eagle did not swoop down into a river. You know that didn't happen.
It was a creek, Kelly.
Yeah. That didn't happen.
This text, why is Steve hanging around Men's Warehouse getting his inseam checked so often? Who's the creep here?
Oh, yeah. Patrons can be creeps too. Yeah.
Guy never buys any pants, but he always needs the size.
I like the hands of the guys at Joseph A. Bank better.
You know, I think that the sales associates at Buckle, that's a creepy job.
What?
They chase you around there because they work on commission too.
Yeah.
Based on like how much stuff they sell you. So like if they get you into a fitting room, you're locked in. You're there forever because they'll like look at the stuff that you bought and then try to gauge your style from there.
So they don't let you out?
They just keep bringing you things. Like, why don't you try this? Why don't you try this? These are on sale. Try this. We think you'd love this. And then you start looking at everything and you're like, this bitch is bringing me $75 t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
That's the way they do it at the Buckle.
And so, yeah, it used to be a game in our local mall. Where it was, if you could walk into Buckle, go and be able to touch the back wall and make it out with nobody talking to you, you won.
Yeah, not easy.
I'm guessing today's the first day that Buckle associates have been labeled creepy.
No, I didn't realize they were so
maybe annoying and aggressive, but creepy.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to lock me in a fitting room? What are you going to do to me?
Same with the Hot Topic people.
Text, overnight security guards at places that are essentially abandoned. You're just someone who enjoys hanging around in a place that's supposed to be haunted, and you probably treat yourself like an amusement park.
It might just like a job with solitude. I mean, who knows? But I they're probably trying to find dead bodies to have sex with.
At every job where there's overnight security?
Yes.
Yeah. Probably. I said probably.
That's true. As long as you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people are saying.
I mean, I didn't speak in an absolute. I just said probably.
Kind of hurting the feelings of a lot of people that know taxidermists. Hey, taxidermy isn't inherently creepy. Also,
it is.
They don't kill the animals or gut them. That's the hunter.
Well, sometimes they do. Sometimes the taxidermist is the hunter.
You're telling me that there are no taxidermists slash hunters?
Yeah, like you can only do one or the other.
I don't know.
Even weirder. If you're not the person who shot it, you're just taking somebody's sloppy seconds of animal skin.
Here's a hot take from Maine.
Yeah.
Male gynecologists or any pediatrician, they're all creeps. So a guy that wants to look inside strange women or a man or a woman whose entire medical career is based on fondling kids? Yeah, right.
You know, I'm pretty happy that there are doctors who specialize in kid diseases.
Pediatric medicine.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I've never got a real creepy vibe from one.
I have always been a little surprised how many women I know go to male gynecologists.
Yeah.
But, I mean, teach their own. You like the doctor, you like the doctor. I mean, if they're good at what they do.
Yeah, that's just, that is weird to me. Male gynecologists.
Yeah.
I don't know. I went to a male gynecologist one time and I was like, nah.
It just
ain't my cup of tea.
It's one thing 40 years ago when there was probably predominantly male. But now I don't know why, like if you're a young person doing your rounds and trying to decide what to specialize when you finish medical school and you're a guy, I don't know why you would possibly choose to be a gynecologist.
Well, I know a lot of women who go to male gynecologists say it's because the female experience they've had with women gynecologists has been like, oh, it's okay. It's probably not that bad. And they get more dismissed versus with a male gynecologist.
Interesting.
When you talk about your pain, they obviously can't relate. So they will
take you more seriously.
Yeah. Cause when I was having issues, not with my direct gynecologist, but with her office, they just weren't listening. And one of my girlfriends recommended her gynecologist, but it was a dude. And I was like, absolutely not. And she said, I had the same feeling. And then, I had my first baby, had a terrible experience, went to a male doctor. And ever since then I am listened to all the time. And I was like, well, I don't know.
Kind of makes sense.
I can see that from both,
the double-edged sword.
From both sides of that.
I mean, ultimately, a doctor is a doctor. If they listen to you and give you good feedback, they don't feel creepy.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to walk in and be like, what's up, pervert? Yeah.
Get up in here.
Yeah.
Put on your sparkly headband and get after this.
Guess my number.
Come on, Spelunker.
Imagine if you found out that they did taxidermy on the side.
Guess my number.
Oh, boy.
That would be a weird thing to say to the gynecologist. Or really any doctor.
Yeah.
Guess my body count. Aggressive. This text, for the guy that said male gynecologists are creepy, probably don't realize 90% of the time they're not looking at a vagina.
What are they looking at?
Yeah.
A Dr. Seuss book?
The feet? Babies? I don't know. I'm not sure where that defense was going. That's the end of it. I've read the entire defense.
Yeah, I mean.
My wife's best friend collects animals in jars. I love her to death, but I definitely question our friendship when I saw that she has a cat head in a jar.
That's
she gets them from expos. That's a creep without a job.
Yeah, if you go to Animals in Jars expos.
Yes.
Big
definitely.
Creep.
Oh,
big
yes. Creep. Definitely. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, if you go to CadaverCon 2025.
Oh, my God.
Like you got to stay away from those people.
Where do you go to that? Because no legit business is going to host CadaverCon.
Sure they will.
I will say this.
If they have a space and you'll pay for it.
Mm-mm. There were a lot of tables set up when I took my kids to that expo of the oddities. mm-hmm. you could buy all sorts of jarred animals and heads. That was one of the biggest trinkets they were selling. So not hard to find. I mean, it was like a $3 cover, and then it was, you know, every animal's head that fits in a jar. Mark in Virginia. Hi, Mark. What's something that a career that you think is a little creepy?
Bathroom attendant.
Bathroom attendant. You think it's creepy or just weird?
No, it's weird.
Oh, it's both.
What makes it creepy?
I mean, have you been to the Charlotte airport? Oh, yeah. There's a dude that just stands in there in a corner. Every time you walk in there, he's like, follows you around. Hey, how's it going, man? We dry your hands for you? Like, no.
They have an attendant at the airport there?
Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina, the airport. Mm. It's not even fancy. You know, it's like.
No, it's an airport bathroom. Yeah, right. Thank you, Mark. I agree. The bathroom attendant, I don't know if I would have thought creepy. I don't like it when they're in there, but it does kind of creep you out. Like, oh, God, now I have to feel guilty about using a paper towel.
Yeah, I just hate it. I don't think it's creepy. I just hate it. Like, leave me alone. I can get a paper towel. I appreciate that you're trying to earn a living somehow with tips, but do it somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't need help in here.
Like, I don't.
I've been
doing
this on my own.
Paper towel. Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this on my own for a long time.
I don't need mouthwash. I don't need you to spritz cologne on me. I don't need any part of what you're offering. I got it.
Maybe if they have Banaka.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes. I want to stick something in my mouth everybody else has been using all night.
Yeah, no thanks.
You can't still buy that, can you?
Banaka.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
Probably from like Timu or something.
I don't think I've ever seen it in real life.
Banaka. Oh, that was so huge when I was probably about middle school, I think, was like the Banaka craze.